So we're doing the Netivot Shalom, and we're beginning the third section on Parshat Vayeshev. The derech acheret efshar lomar bekavanat niret lo dmut yukno aviv. And there's another possible explanation in this concept that our sages say he saw a vision of his father al derech avodah, going with the way of service of Hashem. Then a kavanah kepshuto, that it's not to be understood simply, Yaakov that Yaakov came in the last moment to save him, so he should stand up to the test. Like we asked, from all the different sayings of Chazal, from Chazal's different comments, we see how great and how holy Yosef was, in his own right, standing up to the test. But what it means is that his father's trait became visible to him. Hainu, that is, shechashav beit hanisayon, that he started thinking at the time of the test, ma haya abba ose b'matzav shekaze? What would my father do in this position? Val yedei ze amad b'nisayon hagadol. And through this he stood up to the great test. Uviur ha'inyan, and the explanation of this concept, al derech shematzinu b'Avraham avinu, the way we find by Avram, our forefather, Shamru Chazal, our sages said, Asara nisyonot nitnasa Avraham Avinu, v'amad bekulam. Avram Avinu was tested 10 tests, and he stood up to all of them. V'nisayon ha'akidah ya kashem mikulam. And the test of binding his son was the hardest of them all. V'gam sham makshim. And over there too, they ask, Ma'aya godel ha'nisayon bezeh? What was so great about this test? Halokol Yehudi, for each Jew, Kadosh Baruch Hu b'atzmo hayam tzaveh oto, if God himself would command him, kachnat binchat yechidcha, haya mukhan lekayem tzivui Hashem. He'd be prepared to do Hashem's commandment. Uma ributa shel Avraham Avinu, shamad benisayon. Now what's so great about Avram that he stood up to this test? Achen ikar ha-nisayon shel Avraham Avinu haya. But the main test of Avram Avinu was, v'chamat ha-stira shenitzva b'panav. Because of the contradiction that he was faced with. Shemitzad echad, on one hand, Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu ki b'Yitzchak yikare lecha zava. On the one hand, God told him, you know, Yitzchak is your continuation. He is the one that's going to be called your seed. Ve'ata hu omer lo, and now God's telling him, Ve'aleu sham le'ola, bring him up over there as a sacrifice. U'mitzad stira zo, and because of this contradiction, haya godel ha-nisayon. That was the greatness of his test. Omnam Avraham Avinu Amar, but Avraham Avinu said, Va'ani v'tumi eilech. I'm going to be whole with my Creator, and that's the way I'll go. Shim HaKadosh Baruch Hu omer lo ha'aleu sham le'ola, that if God tells him, you raise him there as an ola, eino noten da'ato klal, he doesn't bother himself at all, Ech yitayashvu ha'stirot, how do I rectify the contradictions in what God told me? Ela mekayem dvar Hashem kema'amaro, but he fulfills what God told him as God said so. Al derech ze haya b'nisayon shel Yosef. This is how Yosef's test was. Kmo shamru chazal, like our sages told us, she'et shit potifar l'shem shamayim nitkavna. The wife of Potiphar meant for the sake of heaven. Ki ro'ay tab astrologin shela, she foresaw in her astrology, she'hi atida la'amid mimenu ben, that she would have a child from him. Ve'ta'ata bekach shelo mimena le'mibita. Her only mistake was that she was supposed to have offsprings from Yosef, but through her daughter, not directly through her. וכן יוסף ידע מה שהכוכבים מראים. Yosef also knew what the stars were showing, שהוא עתיד להעמיד בנים ממנה, that he was supposed to establish children from her. וסתירה זו הגדילה ניסיון עד למאוד. And this contradiction made the test all the greater. שהרי היה מקום לטעות, כאילו זה גם מצווה ורצון השם שיעשה זאת. He could have thought, this is also God's will. God wants this to happen. וכנגד זה, in corresponding to this, to this contradiction, nireta lo dmut yukno shel aviv. He saw the vision of his father. Shekamur hakavana, and like we said, what's meant by that is, shenireta lo midato shel aviv. He saw his father's trait. Sheyakov umidat emet. Kmo dechtiv titen emet li Yaakov. Yaakov is the trait of truth. Like the verse says, you give truth to Yaakov. Venireta lo midat emet. Echaya aviv mitnaheg besafek kaze. And he saw the trait of truth. How would his father behave in this doubt? V'arei ha'emeti, and the truth is, ki ritzon Hashem hu, that the will of Hashem is, she'itgaber v'ya'amod b'nisayon, that he will overcome and stand up to this test. That's what I always said. Deep down inside, We always know what's right. We kid ourselves. We don't stop to think. We don't stop to listen. But deep down inside, we know what's right. This is the concept that he saw the vision of his father. For Yaakov, whose trait was truth, that's what he saw. By stopping and thinking, what would my father do? What does the truth say to do? Through that, his limbs became holy to do the will of Hashem with that trait of truth. And this was the essence of Yosef's test. That contradiction that he was faced with, shemitzad echad, on the one hand, kochavim u'mazalot kulam, all the stars, all the constellations, the zodiac is pointing, kimarim she'et banav u'atid lolid mimena. Everything is pointing to this concept that his children will come from this woman. Ela sheniret lo midato shel Yaakov, but he saw the trait of Yaakov, hanakuda shel emet, that point of truth, hamseleket et kol hasitirot v'hapikpukim. When you go with truth, there's no room for doubt. Ve'al derech shemuva legabei hanisayon shel Avraham, like is brought with regard to Avraham's test, shelet vasof nitbarer lo, that ultimately it became clear to him, shebe'emet lo amar lo hakadosh baruch hu v'shochteu. In truth, God didn't tell him slaughter him le'ola as an ola sacrifice. Rak ve'ha'aleu sham le'ola. All God said was raise him over there as an ola. Shebedibrei Hashem en shum stirot. For in the words of Hashem, there is really no contradiction. The word of our King is true. Od nichlal ba'inyan sheniratah lo midato shel aviv. Furthermore, encompassed in this concept that he saw his father's trait, shekay al midato shel Yaakov midat hakdusha. That Yaakov's trait is also the trait of holiness. Kmo dichtiv, kedoshenu kedosh Yaakov, our Holy One, the Holy One of Yaakov. כמו שביארנו במקומות אחרים, למה נאמר דווקא קדוש יעקב ולא קדוש אברהם או קדוש יצחק? Like we explained elsewhere, why is Hashem called the Holy One of Yaakov, not the Holy One of Avram or Yitzchak? כי עניין הקדושה, for this concept of holiness, היא במיוחד מידתו של יעקב. Is singularly the trait of Yaakov. כדית בחזן, like our sages tell us, שכל פדלת שנה, that all 84 years in his lifetime, he never saw carry. He never spilled this seed. Like it says by Yaakov, he was holding on to the heel of Esav. Ekev Esav, haynu mador hatavot. The heel of Esav, that's the place of desire. V'yado ochezet ba'akev Esav, and Yaakov's hand held on to the heel of Esav, shu sholet al mador hatavot shel Esav. He controls the area of desire of Esav. Shemeaz shenolad, from the moment he is born, kvar haya bedarkah kazo shel kedusha, was already on that level that he had control over desire. Uvetorah kedusha atzma nemra kedusha shel Yaakov bezeh, and the Torah itself tells us Yaakov's holiness in this aspect. Shatorah mesaperet et kol korotav v'inyanav, the Torah tells us everything that happened to Yaakov. Sharei b'Torah en shum yitur, there's nothing superfluous in the Torah. V'hakol ba lelamed, and everything in the Torah is coming to teach us something. ובפרשיות אלו, and in these stories, in this parsha, in these parshiyot, התורה מעריכה לכתוב את כל פרטי קורותיו של יעקב. The Torah takes length to write all the details of what's happening to Yaakov, ואת כל הסדר איך שהוליד את השבטים הקדושים, and the whole order of how he gave birth to the holy tribes. והיינו מפני, and the reason for this is, שכל העניינים שדומים לכאורה כעניינים פשוטים, that all the things that at first glance seem like simple things, nitkadshu etzel Yaakov avinu, by Yaakov they were sanctified, kekorban keola uchemizbech. Those actions that seem simple, a person coming home at night, everything seems like a simple action, by Yaakov it's holy like a sacrifice. Vo'alder shemver b'msilat yisharim, and this is the way the Mesilas Yisharim explains, sheyesh dargat ta'ara, sheyirak prishut minatuma, there's a level of purity that is simply separating oneself from defilement. V'yesh dargat kedusha, but there's a level of holiness. Sheniyeh kadosh b'chol inyanav k'mizbeach u'k'korban, that he became holy in everything he does, like a sacrifice, like a mizbeach, like an altar. V'zo hayta darkat Yaakov, ha'madrigah shel kedusha. That was the level of Yaakov, the level of holiness. V'zeshenemar, and that's why the verse says, Kedoshenu Kedosh Yaakov, our Holy One, the Holy One of Yaakov. Ki bakedusha Yaakov u'mal hakol, when it comes to holiness, Yaakov is above all. Shaya b'madriga gvoha biyoter shel kedusha, Yaakov was on the highest level of holiness. V'zeh u'pirush nirata lo dmut yukno shel aviv. And this is what it means that he saw the vision of his father. Shekasher ra'at hakedusha shel Yaakov, for when he saw Yaakov's holiness, ve'chaviv shekidesh et evarav bekedusha yitera, haya mitnaheg b'chegon da. How would his father, who sanctified every limb, every action, how would he behave in this? Lo haya lo od sheilot v'sfekot. He had no more questions. He had no more doubt. Shekol ha'olam eino klum k'neged midat hakedusha. Because the whole world is nothing when it's faced with this trait of holiness. Shehi ha'ikar v'hi hakol. The holiness is really the essence. It is everything. Uchma'amar ha'saba ha'kadosh milechovitz, zchuto egenu leinu. And like the elder from Lechovitz said, Hashem mitzion gadol v'ramu al kol ha'amim. The verse says Hashem is great in Zion and He is awesome over all the nations. Tzion is the gematria of Yosef. Hashem is great in Yosef. Hashem gadol b'midah shel Yosef, midat yisod. V'ramu al kol ha'amim, and we say God is awesome over all the nations. Midah zo gvoha yoter mikol ha'midot u'mikol ha'ma'alot. This level is greater than all the traits, all the elevations. V'al pi zeh piresh Maran, I don't know what that Rashi Tevo says, הפסוק רבות בנות עשו חיל ואת עלית על כולנה שקר אכן ואבל היופי אישה. The verse says many girls did valor and you overcame all of them. Chain is false and beauty is vanity. Woman, רבות בנות עשו חיל, when the verse begins and says many girls did valor, על ידי כל המידות יכולה להגיע אל השם יתברך. Through all the different traits one can attain, can reach the Hashem, blessed be He. Ach ve'at alit al kulana, but the trait that overcame all of them is mida zo shesheker achen ve'evel ayofi. This trait of sheker achen ve'evel ayofi yakvoha biyoter v'gdola mikol amidot. That is the greatest, that is above all other traits. Ve'al zot amida shel kedoshenu kedosh Yaakov, נאמר אלה תולדות יעקב יוסף. About this trait that Yaakov was kadosh, about that trait it says his continuation was Yosef. התולדות של מידת יעקב, מידת הקדושה, היא יוסף. The continuation of Yaakov's holiness is Yosef. ולכן התנסה יוסף במידה זו. That's why Yosef was tested in this trait. ונכלל באומרו אלה תולדות יעקב. And when it says these are the offsprings of Yaakov, what's encompassed is המרמז על הבחינה יותר נמוכה. Why does it say the continuation of Yaakov, not Israel? It's talking about the lower level. מבית השמות יעקב וישראל, between Yaakov and Israel, we know that Yaakov is the lower level. שבכל המדרגות שאדם אוחז, that in all levels that one holds on, ואף בדרגה יותר נמוכה בחינת יעקב, even when he holds the lower level, the level of Yaakov, גם אז תולדות יעקב יוסף, even on that lower level, the continuation of Yaakov is Yosef, העיקר היא הקדושה ומידת יוסף שהיא היסוד. The essence is the holiness, the trait of Yosef, which is the foundation. Even there, Yosef is the continuation of Yaakov. So he's saying that the pasuk that says the continuation of Yaakov is Yosef means even in the lower level of Yaakov, even there the continuation is Yosef. I don't understand that, but that's what he's saying. What he said about the greatest trait is sheker achen v'hevel ayofi, I think what he means to say is that's kedusha. Kedusha is one can separate himself from the chen, the yofi, the physical things that attract us, and one can say chen is lies, yofi is hevel. I know what the truth is the isha, the truth isn't the chen and the yofi. There's an essence to this human being here, and that's a connection of kedusha. It's not a connection I think that's what he means by saying that is the greatest level. That's the midah that overcomes all of them.